الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choices, salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor and our guide, Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the two well-known economic systems in the world are capitalism and socialism. Capitalism affirms an absolute and unconditional right to private property. Socialism completely denies the right to private property. In capitalism, everyone works for his own wealth. While in socialism, everyone works for wealth which is distributed equally to everyone. So these are the two economic systems that normally drive the systems of the world. Capitalism, which is totally everything for myself. And then we find socialism, which is distributed to everyone else. So these are the two economic systems that run the hub of this world. Now, the Islamic system is between these two extremes. The Islamic economic system is between these two extremes. The Quran states that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ That Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and properties in exchange for that they will have paradise. So the real owner is Allah Rabbul Alameen. Islam admits the right to private property, but does not consider it to be an absolute and unconditional right. The real owner of the wealth that me and you possess is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Me and you hold this wealth in trust. So Islam admits the right to private property, but does not consider it to be an absolute right. In the capitalism world, money is earned for personal satisfaction. In socialism, money is earned for the equal rights and welfare of the working class. In Islam, money is earned for falah. What does falah mean? When we say hayya ala al-falah, what does falah mean? Come to success. So money is earned for what? For falah. In capitalism, money is earned for personal satisfaction. I need to earn for myself. I need to have what I need to have. In socialism, it is distributed. But in Islam, it is earned for falah, for success. Money in Islam is used to fulfill your needs in this world, to attain salvation in the year after through expanding some in charity. Islam regards the interest of society above the interest of an individual. Islam is not only about me. Anna. Islam is not only about me. That is why you will find in every hadith and Quranic ayah, Allah speaks of an ummah. What is happening in Palestine? It hurts us as an ummah. It's not only about us. We might not be living in Palestine, but Palestine lives within us. Understand that, brothers. We might not be living in Palestine, but Palestine lives within us. And Allah inna naqib, the victory of Allah is near, inshallah. Say amen, friends. The victory of Allah is near. It can't carry on. No injustice has ever gone unabated. It has never happened in the annals of history that when oppression and injustice took place, Allah did not put a check on it. It has to come to an end. That's a different topic, inshallah. We wanted to speak on that, but time did not give me the... Due to time constraints, I could not prepare on that, but inshallah, in the next week or two, and even on the day of Eid, we'll touch on this topic, inshallah, of Palestine. So, money, therefore, should not be hoarded for the detriment of society, because in Islam, preference is not about an individual, it's about society. Now, in order to ensure a constant distribution of wealth, some important factors that have to be realized. One is we are encouraged for long-term distribution of wealth. Then we have the prescribed law of inheritance, which stands for the distribution of inherited money. Allah has already made that well known in the Quran. Then we have voluntary charity, whereby sadaqah has been defined as an act of giving something to somebody. When you give sadaqah, what are you doing? You're sharing your wealth. You're giving something to somebody without seeking a substitute in return. Only for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the believer's shade on the day of resurrection will be his charity. In another hadith mentioned is made that the upper hand is better than the lower hand. And very importantly, friends, one should start by giving to his dependents. And the best object of charity is that which is given by a wealthy person from the money that is left after his expenses and is given to his dependents first and thereafter following suit. Then we have the compulsory charity, which is zakah, which we're talking about today. Zakah is obligatory on all Muslims. And this wealth is recognized right for the needy and for the one who is deprived. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ Allah says that the zakah is a recognized right for the needy and for the one who is deprived. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an declared war on the tribes who refused to pay zakah. Though they were still observing salah and though they were still observing the other fundamentals of deen. Now, what are some of the objectives of zakah? The next few minutes we'll try to cover that. First of all, when I give out zakah, what am I doing? It's purification. Zakah is not that a favor that is given by the poor to the poor by the rich. Understand this, friends. You are not doing anybody a favor by giving zakah as a rich person to the poor. You're not doing the poor person a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. Why? Because it is the right of the poor. It is the right of the poor that on the wealth that Allah has blessed you with. So withholding zakah is like withholding the share of the poor person. Thus, one who pays his zakah purifies his wealth by separating it from that portion which belongs to the poor. And the Nabi of Allah was ordered, خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. The Nabi of Allah was ordered to take from their wealth take from their wealth, O Nabi of Allah, from their wealth in charity, by which you purify their wealth. And this purification of wealth takes place in two ways. One is purification from sin. Zakah washes away sin and impurities in the same way that salah washes, and it is a means of purification from wealth. That is why it is mentioned that zakat carries the dirt, the awsakh of wealth. Then it is a means of purification of the heart. What does it do? It engenders love for the poor, and it purifies the heart from greed. It purifies the heart from stinginess and from selfishness. Man is generally and naturally greedy, and his thirst for more and more material gains never satisfy. Zakah is the journey from the inside to the outside. So from the inside, when you take out zakah, you are removing that spiritual maladies of avarice, of greed, of selfish. Hand it over, you're handing it over to the outside, to the poor person. It cleanses. وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that whosoever is saved from his own avarice is successful. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ So this wealth is a means of purification from the heart. Then وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْحَ اللَّهِ It is a means of enrichment. That which you give in zakah, seeking Allah's countenance, has very increased manifold. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enunciates this concept very beautifully. When a slave gives charity, when a slave pays zakah, then the angels make dua for him in the following manner. That, O Allah, grant abundance in him. O Allah, grant abundance to him who spends in your cause. Who's making this dua? The angels. O Allah, grant abundance to him who spends in your cause, and destroy him who does not spend, and restrict him from his wealth. Subhanallah. So the wealth of a person does not decrease on account of charity, rather it increases. Then, my respected elders and friends, it is a means of circulation of wealth. It bridges the gulf and it bridges the gap between the haves and the have-nots. In the capitalistic economic, we see that wealth accumulates in the hands of a few people. And that's happening in the world today, unfortunately. It's happening nationally, it's happening internationally. That wealth in the capitalistic system, what happens? It accumulates in the hands of a few people, and the condition of the poor deteriorates further and further and further. And one of the main purposes of zakah is to avoid such disparity. The basic economic system of zakah is to maintain an economic balance in society, so that the circulation of wealth moves on from the rich hand to the poor hand. Social justice and compassion is given through this avenue of zakah. And like praying and fasting, zakah has also been described from among the avenues of amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. My respected elders and friends, together with zakah, we have another very important aspect. And zakah has been totally separated from the other forms of charity, simply because zakah has its specific roads. Zakah has its specific avenues that it can be given to. Hence, it has been separated from lillah, from sadaqah, from other forms of charities, simply because there must be absolutely no discrepancy in the issuing of zakah. It cannot be used for masjids. It cannot be used to pay salaries. It cannot be used for madrasas, etc. There's a separate department for that. Many of us take out our zakah in the month of Ramadan. When you are giving out your zakah, make sure that you give it to a responsible person or organization. That is, Allah forbid, not using it for administrative purposes and not using it for purposes that it is not supposed to be used. The onus is upon yourself to ensure that your zakah is being distributed. Just by giving it does not remove you away from the responsibility. You have to make sure that your zakah is distributed in the manner as has been ascribed by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whenever you give zakah, or any other form of lilla, be it to the house of Allah, in the form of sadaqah, be it to the madrasa, be it to the poor, always remember, my friends, that my need to give will always be greater than the receiving person's need. My need to spend in the path of Allah will always be greater than the one who is receiving my charity. If the one who gives knew that his charity falls in the hand of Allah before it even falls in the hand of the receiver, the delight of one giving would be greater than the one receiving. Subhanallah. Let I repeat that, my friends. In Ramadan, we always say, close the eyes but keep the ears open. Close the eyes but keep the ears open. Close the eyes but keep the ears open. Generally, third Friday, stuff to keep the eyes open. Everybody is tired, coming to the end. Halfway mark, alhamdulillah. Just the last push. You know, when a runner is running, a person is doing cycling, or when he's doing any type of sport, always when it comes to the end, you give it that last push, whatever strength you have, inshallah. We're almost halfway down the month of Ramadan. Allah make us benefit from the next half, inshallah. Give us the strength and the vigor and the spiritual strength, the physical strength, inshallah, to continue the second half of the journey, inshallah. So my respected elders and friends, if the one giving charity knew that his charity falls in the, before it falls in the hand of the poor, the delight of one giving would be greater than the delight of one receiving. Friends, it is not possible to take your wealth with you, but it is very much possible to send it ahead of you. It's possible to take your wealth with you, but it is very much possible to send it ahead of you. And whenever you give, give with intention. Give with intention and don't give with attention. Remember that. Whenever you give in the path of Allah, give with intention. Don't give with attention. Avoid the spotlight of stardom and seek the spotlight of Allah. Avoid the spotlight of stardom and seek the spotlight in the nur of Allah Ta'ala. That is why when they say, when giving charity, leave the camera at home. And giving charity, and so many a times we have heard our forefathers, Allah reward them, Allah fill their qabrs with nur. Afterwards only we came to realize that he was, grandfather was helping this person, he was helping this person, he was feeding this family. We hear these stories in our family. Every family hears that story. I came to realize that my father or my grandfather used to give to this person, used to give to this organization. How quietly they did things, friends. How quietly they did things. Nobody knew about it. But who knew? Allah knew. That was sufficient. That is why a poet in Arabic so beautifully says, he says, هَلْ لَكَ سِرًّا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Do you perhaps have a secret with Allah? هَلْ لَكَ سِرًّا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Do you perhaps have a secret with Allah? And then he goes on to further say this poem, هَلْ لَكَ صَدَقَاتٌ تَخْفَى لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Do you perhaps have some form of charity that you have given to somebody that nobody knows except Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to appreciate our deen, and which has been so beautifully made manifest through the institution of zakah and the various other pillars of Islam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Two important announcements. One is, alhamdulillah, we already into the third Friday of this beautiful month of Ramadan. Make an humble appeal to the brothers, inshallah, to donate generously. towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the various projects that have been undertaken in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the madrasa and all the other activities that are happening in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know minimum, whatever a person spends is multiplied. Only Allah knows by how much. 70 and more, and much, much more in the month of Ramadan. So we have this one, two Fridays that is left, inshallah, but from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, after a gap of a year, two, 3 years, inshallah, the ijtima' will be once again taking place, inshallah, in Azadville on the 28th, 29th, and 30th. That is after the weekend, after Eid, inshallah, 29th, 30th, in Azadville, inshallah. Gathering, just reminding us of our object and purpose in this dunya. And how can we get the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, that will be taking place on the 28th, 29th, 30th. Make dua for the success. Make dua that through the barakah of the istima and jamaats moving out in the path of Allah, inviting towards success, inshallah, Allah can remove the difficulties that the ummah is facing at the moment, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله وأشقى وأمات وأحيا وأضحك وأوجد وأفقر وأغنى وأضر وأقنى ثم خصص بعض عباده باليسر والغنى ثم جعل الزكاة للدين أساسا وبمن أن بفضله تزكى من عباده من تزكى ومن غناه زكى ما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله والمصطفى وسيد الورى وشمس الدهى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه المخصوصين بالعلم والتقى. أما بعد، فإن الله تعالى جعل الزكاة إحدى مباني الإسلام وأردف بذكرها الصلاة التي هي أعلى الأعلام، فقال تبارك وتعالى وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، والحج وصوم رمضان. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لرجل: تخرج الزكاة من مالك فإنها تطهرك وتصل أكرباءك وتعرف حق المسكين والجار والسائل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأقيم الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا. صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبوه عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us ensure our steps are straight. Many brothers are right there at the back in the courtyard. Inshallah, let us try to fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible next to each other. Inshallah, will be a means of creating love and muhabbat and unity in the ummah. Inshallah, try to fill in the gaps, ensuring our heels are in line, standing as close as possible to each other.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن رب من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله
أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. استغفر الله.
اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عن سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.